This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachowiak. Big news for the Durham Bulls. One of their star players, Will Myers, has been called up to the big leagues. And why not? 2012 Minor League Player of the Year. So far this season, 5 home runs, 14 RBI in just 14 games. Pretty amazing. All by itself, he's leaving the Bulls to play for the Tampa Bay Rays. And here to tell us about that and the ongoing progress of Bull City Summer is Adam Sobsey and Kate Joyce. Bull City Summer is a multimedia project documenting the season in the Durham Bulls franchise. Adam Sobsey is a writer for the project, and Kate Joyce is a photographer. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Adam, what does this mean about Will Myers? Tell us the story.
Well, he was the most exciting hitting prospect to come through Durham since 2008 when Evan Longoria was here, and it had the additional splash of him having been acquired in a big trade, and he's from Thomasville, North Carolina. So there was a local boy angle to it. It took him about 7 weeks to get going. He was striking out a lot at first and then exploded just like they thought he would, and it was only a matter of time after that. So essentially they were just waiting until he proved he could hit his way out of this level, and he did.
And he did. So now he plays for the Rays. I mean, is this big time for him? I mean, what happens next in his career?
Well, if it all goes according to plan, he becomes an all-star in the major leagues. Just like,
I mean, he's on that trajectory. He's not just playing in the bigs. He's headed for,
his ceiling is that of an all-star. Wow. You know, if he plays up to his potential, he'll be one of the best players in the league.
Which is one of the great things about AAA ball. We get to say we knew him when.
Absolutely.
Right? And from Thomasville, so it's all of that kind of stuff. So what's been going on with the Bull City Summer Project now? We're kind of midway. We're making our way through the summer.
We're pretty much firing on all cylinders at this point. We have new work on the BullCitySummer.org site just about every day. We're at the ballpark whenever the Bulls are, and we're at the ballpark whenever the Bulls are away at this point. I'm following them up to Buffalo and then Allentown, Pennsylvania, starting tomorrow for 8 days. So I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been to either of those ballparks.
What are some of the parks? I mean, we know this is a great park, and I just will tell you, when you get up to Buffalo, nice little park up there. But I'm guessing not every park in the league is so cool.
They vary widely. There are brand new ones that are state-of-the-art and quite beautiful, and there are old ones that need to be retired. In fact, the one down in Charlotte is a relic at this point, and the Charlotte Knights are getting a new ballpark in Uptown Charlotte starting next year. So they're all over the map.
Where do the is the Lehigh Iron Pigs? Are they the Iron Pigs?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about their state. I'm just so curious about the Iron Pigs of Lehigh.
Well, so am I. That's one of the reasons I've never been there before, so I'm excited about it. It's also a pretty new stadium.
Ah.
They are the top drawing team in minor league baseball. So they're obviously doing something right there, and I want to find out what it is.
That is very cool. Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, somewhere in the Lehigh Valley. Could be anywhere. You don't even know. You're going to get on a bus and get off somewhere in the middle of Lehigh Valley and not even know where you are.
Yeah, and thumb my way to the ballpark. You know.
I'm looking for the Iron Pig. Tell me, Kate, what do you do for this project and how you got involved?
Okay, well, I'm a photographer, and Sam Stevenson, our director, the project director, he and I, we've been collaborating in the past few years on other projects, and so when he invited me to be a part of Bull City Summer, I said absolutely yes, and also, you know, amended the yes with, you know, I don't know much about baseball, and that's, you know, of course, kind of helped in allowing me to have a wide-open perspective and wide eyes, and people are very forgiving.
Well, of course, that was my next question. Are you a big baseball fan? Answer, no, I guess.
Right. Well, I shouldn't say no. It hadn't been on my radar. No. Yeah. So, you know, the first week that I came to the DPAP, that was probably the most it is absolutely the most baseball I'd ever watched in my 33 years. And so, you know, now when I go back to Chicago after being here for homestands, I go through a bit of withdrawal, not being able to go to the game every day.
Wait a minute, you're from Chicago?
Originally from Santa Fe, New Mexico, but I live and work in Chicago now.
So, but you hadn't followed much baseball because there's a lot of it.
I know.
Not always a lot of good baseball.
I know. But, in Chicago, my attention is towards architecture.
I see. So what does it mean? And what about sports in general? Are you a sports fan much, or are there any sports that you're interested in?
No, not really.
So this is great.
I have a hard time saying no because it's just sort of a de facto. You know, growing up in Santa Fe, there wasn't much of an emphasis. It's not a very big sports town. Yeah. That's kind of my default. But I also Yeah, just it wasn't on my horizon.
No, but as you suggest, this is why Sam thought it would be a good idea and why it is so great, because you bring this mm-hmm. fresh eye. I mean, that's the very cool thing about it. So what is the first thing you – and as an – so you had been interested in architecture, right? I mean, is that the stuff you'd mostly photographed?
I've photographed a variety of things.
Okay.
Yeah, it's led me all over the world. Right. That's just the most recent kind of but – Yeah, so I should back up. I have a relationship with Durham originally from going to the Center for Documentary Studies. So I have a background in fine art and documentary work, and actually, it's really that's one of the reasons that there's a connection with Sam was through CDS, and as well, it's fabulous to have Alex Harris working on the project. He was a mentor, and kind of. Ran the fellowship program that I was a part of in 2003 to 2005. So lots of kind of overlaps coming right. back into play now.
It's very cool. And so what are you seeing? What are you noticing about this game as a photographer as the season progresses?
Well, so I've been reflecting a lot on having grown up with my father was a blacksmith, a sculptor, and my mom and sister were both professional dancers, modern and ballet. And so that as a reference point has been influencing how I see the players and their agility and grace and strength. And so I've been focusing, that's kind of a entry point for me to focus on the physicality as opposed to, like, Adam is really fantastic in helping me kind of understand the plays and what's actually happening as opposed to just this sort of the physical, appearance. Yeah.
There are those who would say that baseball and architecture have a lot in common in that not always a lot moves in the course of a game. However, it is a cerebral game and it's a lovely and charming. And this is the cool thing about having, real sports fans like and professionals like yourselves, professional journalists like yourselves, Adam, and people coming at it with a fresh eye, that's what makes this project cool. It's not just a sports project. It becomes really a kind of a cultural artifact when you're done.
The idea from the get-go was to have a broad reach and a broad scope and frame baseball and the Bulls in the larger culture that we occupy as human beings. And that the reason that we brought non-sports photographers, so to speak, to a sports project is that we wanted that depth and scope of vision that we can't get if we just have people taking the normal action shots of baseball players.
What have you noticed? There may not be this distinction I'm about to make, but you talk about having dancers in your family and paying attention to that kind of agility and athleticism. Mm-hmm. Baseball players do run around. They do move. And so have you been able to make comparisons? Have you looked at it that way from that frame of reference, or has that not been something, a way that you've looked at it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've actually been spending most of my time coming to batting practice. So for a few hours before each game, there's both pitching practice and batting. And that is a lot about the repetition and routine and the strengthening and seeing kind of how you build up to being available during the game to do your best. So I, growing up with my mom, my sister and I, we would go to her rehearsals, and so that's a really almost it's a kind of a comfortable place for me. But it's understanding that that's also a huge part of how everything unfolds once the curtains are pulled or the gates are open.
Right. How did you move to get yourself ready for the big move, for the startling move, the surprising move that's going to happen? What kinds of routines do you do? And ticks, big part of baseball. Don't know if you've noticed, but these guys, they do funny things when they're not competing.
Yes.
Like with their fingers and their appendages and noses sometimes. Who knows what else? Kind of cool stuff, right? Have you noticed that?
I have. Adam was pointing out some last night, too, when we were watching. And for me right now, too, I'm definitely thinking in series and sequence because of that, because there's just this accumulation of something happening every day, but it looks different every time you see it and how that's going to play out in the larger picture. I'm excited to see.
Adam, you just did a blog post on animal, bringing your dog to the park. And
the Bulls had Bark in the Park yesterday, mm-hmm. where you can bring your dog and there's a big dog frolic out beyond the right field bleachers. And it just got me thinking about, you know, dogs are basically wolves, only civilized. And although we tend to think of baseball as an unusually civilized sport, in order to win, you really do have to play like a dog, ultimately. You have to bite, not just bark. And last night, there were a couple of very good iterations of that. In fact, after the Bulls starter had sort of struggled by walking a lot of guys early, something sort of snapped into place, and he was really good for the last four innings of the game. And I asked him after the game, what happened between the third inning and the fourth inning that you suddenly found your groove? And he said, well, I went into attack mode. And I thought, oh, yeah, right. This is the difference between barking and biting. And he was unhittable after that, just about.
Flashing his canines. Always good to talk with you. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam Sobsey, photographer. Kate Joyce, part of the Bull City, is also writer Adam Sobsey, photographer Kate Joyce, part of the Bull City Summer Project. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we're going to find out why bees are dying, and that is bad news for the rest of us. We'll hear about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, the broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.